good. Good morning, everybody. And it's nice to have some English company, because I've got my Welsh wife there, who's going to heckle. And, you know, as an Englishman in the what valleys, it's, I think I'd rather be in Gaza, frankly. But anyway, good morning. And in the past, I've tended, if I see a good sermon, I usually steal it and use it somewhere else. And in the past, Richard has come up with one or two. He's came up with a good two-part sermon on Titus, and I pinched that and I used it up in Abercomboy. And the other day he used a sermon on Ezekiel 37 and the water from the temple going down into the Dead Sea. So I consider that purloined. So I'm going to use that one. But another one I'm going to use today, not from Richard, this is somebody called Zola Levitt. He is a Messianic Jew. And he was writing a book on for new mothers. And so he went to a friend of his who is a gynecologist and asked this gynecologist to go through all the processes of human birth. And so she did. And she started out, she said, the process starts on the 14th day of the first month, the egg appears. And then his Jewish mind said, the 14th day of the first month, the roasted egg, Passover table. Now, we're going to be mainly in Leviticus 23. So if you want to turn to Leviticus 23, verse 5. On the 14th day of the first month, at twilight, between the evenings, is the Lord's Passover. There you go. The Lord's Passover begins at twilight on the 14th day of the first month. And the second thing that happens, the egg must be fertilized within 24 hours, or it'll pass on unfertilized. So that brings us to the 15th of the month. Verse 6. On the 15th day of that month, the Lord's Feast of Unleavened Bread begins. For 7 days you must eat bread without yeast. So, now within two to 6 days, the fertilized egg attaches itself to the wall of the womb and continues to grow. So, the Feast of First Fruits is observed anywhere between 2 and 6 days after Passover. Verse 9. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land which I give you and reap its harvest, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. He shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted on your behalf. On the day after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. So the day after the Sabbath, after the Passover, is the Feast of First Fruits. So, okay, so that's quite a coincidence. On the 14th day of the first month, the egg appears. On the day, within 24 hours after that, it has to be fertilized. Between 2 and 6 days, it attaches itself to the womb. Now, on the 50th day after that, the embryo takes on the form of a human being. Until then, it could be any embryo. It could be a duck, it could be a giraffe, it could be a kangaroo. You don't really know until the 50th day. Now, what festival appears 50 days after that? Leviticus 23, verse 15. And you shall count for yourselves from the day after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be completed. Count 50 days to the day after the 7th Sabbath. Okay, so that's quite a coincidence. Now, and then the next stage she brought up was, on the first day of the 7th month, the baby's hearing is developed. For the first time it can hear and distinguish sounds outside the womb. So, verse 24. Speak to the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath rest, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. This is the day when a baby's hearing starts, and it's the day of trumpets. The first sound you hear is the trumpet. A bit traumatic, but anyway, there you go. Now, on the 10th day of the 7th month, the hemoglobin of the blood changes from that of the mother to a self-sustaining baby. Now, the Day of Atonement is the day when the blood was taken into the Holy of Holies itself. Verse 26, Leviticus. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, also the 10th day of the 7th month shall be the Day of Atonement. It shall be a holy convocation for you. You shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. And you shall do no work on that same day, for it is the Day of Atonement, to make atonement for you before the Lord your God. And now we're going to move over to Leviticus 16, verse 11, if you're able to do that. And Aaron shall bring the bull of the sin offering, which is for himself, and make atonement for himself and for his house, and shall kill the bull as a sin offering, which is for himself. Then he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from the altar before the Lord, with his hands full of sweet incense, beaten fine, and bring it inside the veil, that is, inside the Holy of Holies. And he shall put the incense on the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat that is on the testimony, lest he die. He shall take some of the blood of the bull and sprinkle it with his finger on the mercy seat on the east side. And before the mercy seat he shall sprinkle some of the blood with his finger 7 times. Then he shall kill the goat of the sin offering, which is for the people. Bring its blood inside the veil. Do with that blood as he did with the blood of the bull, and sprinkle it on the mercy seat and before the mercy seat. So he shall make atonement for the holy place, because of the uncleanness of the children of Israel, and because of their transgressions, for all their sins. And so he shall do for the tabernacle of meeting, which remains among them in the midst of their uncleanness. So on the 10th day of the 7th month, the blood changes from that of the mother to a self-sustaining baby. And on that day, the high priest brings the blood into the Holy of Holies. Okay. Now we're back in Leviticus 23 now. The 15th day of the 7th month, the lungs become fully developed. If born before then, the baby would have a hard time breathing. Now, what starts on the 15th day of the seventh month? Feast of Tabernacles. Leviticus 23, verse 34. Speak to the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days to the Lord. So we've had tabernacles. Now, when does birth occur? Birth occurs after 9 months. Birth takes place on the 10th day of the ninth month, i.e. exactly 9 months after your deed is done, basically, after conception. 8 days after birth, a son is circumcised. So, what happens on the 10th day of the ninth month? Hanukkah. Hanukkah is 8 days long. End of Hanukkah, circumcised. So, if you can imagine, it's something I had never thought of before, the connection between the holy days and the gestation period. Now, if you want to go, let's go through that again. I mean, first of all, obviously these commands were given in about 1440 BC when God brought the Israelites out of Egypt and at Mount Sinai. Now, who in those days knew the connection, the human's birth cycle? Who knew that? God designed it, and he made the connection between the holy days and that, which proves there is a God who actually produced us. He designed us. Now, let's go through that again in a little more detail. Now, first of all, on the 14th day of the first month, the egg appears. Now, how does the egg appear? The egg is in the ovary. Now, I'm playing away on this one because I don't have any ovaries, and I've got this from other sources. And it is actually spat into the fallopian tube. And the fallopian tube sort of picks it up. Now, I think that's correct. It doesn't start in the fallopian tube. It starts in the ovary, and it's spat into the fallopian tube. Now, what happened to the Israelites? They'd been in Egypt for 400 years. Eventually, the Egyptians, after all 10 plagues, they got fed up with them and spat them out. And into the fallopian. And in one way, that's what happens to us. You know, we are there, we are an unfertilized ovum, and we come out of the world. Now, the egg must be fertilized within 24 hours or it will pass unfertilized. Now, you know, obviously Jesus died on the Passover, on the 14th of the month. And we either accept his sacrifice or we don't. And now within 2 to 6 days, the fertilized egg attaches itself to the wall of the womb and continues to grow. Now, you got the wave sheaf offering, and we accept the sacrifice of Jesus, and if we do, God implants us with the Holy Spirit, and with the Holy Spirit, we grow. Now, on the 50th day, the embryo takes on the form of a human being. Now, and this is after 50 days. Now, what happened on Pentecost? Now, in Pentecost in about 1440 BC, the Israelites were given the law. Before that, they were no different to any other group of people. Just as the embryo could be an embryo of a duck or a kangaroo or anything, or a tadpole, it could be anything. But after 50 days, it takes on the form of a human being. God gave Israel the law on Pentecost. About 30 AD, God gave us the Holy Spirit. what the Holy Spirit, so we can actually understand the law and the intent behind the law. And so there's a connection there. On the first day of the seventh month, the baby's hearing is developed. And as I said before, you know, that is the Feast of Trumpets. And the sound you hear is the trumpets. And on the tenth day of the seventh month, is the Day of Atonement. That the day when, let's say, that the blood changes from the blood of the mother to the blood of the baby. And then on the 15th, the lungs developed. Now the tabernacles traditionally is associated with, sorry, the 15th of the month is tabernacles, which is basically represents our time, the millennium. And then birth occurs on the 10th day of the ninth month, or during Hanukkah, and 8 days later the baby, if it's a Jewish baby, is circumcised. Now it's weird how that, I mean, I've got a lot more work I need to do on this, because, you know, this is about as big as God's mind himself. Everywhere you look there are analogies and there are principles you can gather from this. But there was one question I had when I was going through all this. There is one scripture, Exodus 12 verse 1, which isn't included. Exodus 12 verse 1. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, where are we? This month is to be for you the first month of your year. Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, that's 4 days before, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household. Okay, so each man is to take the lamb. Now that's 4 days before Passover. We've talked about the male sperm joining the ovum and producing the baby. What has to happen before that? Obviously, I don't want to be crude about it, but lovemaking has to happen before that in order for this to happen. And I've been to various sites saying how long the actual sperm can survive before fertilization. Most say it's between 3 and 5 days, which will bring it to the 14th of the month. Some say it's up to a week. But this is the time. The 10th of the first month is the day when Jesus rode into Jerusalem on his donkey. So, as I say, there are many analogies here, some of which I'm still working my way through. But I think this is a useful place to start, because there is a definite connect. There is a God who designed the universe, who designed the human body, who designed the plan of salvation. and he commanded people to keep the holy days, because there is a definite connection between the holy days and the birth cycle and the plan of salvation. And that's about all I can do at the moment. But I will pray. Father, we thank you that you are God. You have infinite understanding. You designed the universe. You designed this earth. You designed us. You designed the plan of salvation. And we thank you for that. And we ask that you increase our understanding in this. In the name of your Son, who made this possible. In the name of your Son, amen. Mm-hmm.